Hello!
Hey!
We are
it's been a
back.
long time.
We are back.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, baby?
What do you do, baby?
Oh my gosh, it's been a long time, but we are back. And we are bringing a lot more episodes.
More episodes, be patient, please.
We're going to be try to be a lot more consistent. Ooh. It's hard because we're working, ladies, you know, 9 to 5.
That's it now.
Yeah, and it's hard out here for a pimp. So, today's episode.
Yep, speak on it.
It's been a troubling summer and 6 months.
Full of headache.
Yeah.
All of you people said it was going to be hot and that we'd enjoy it. It's been room temperature with one hot day.
It has been a mad 6 months. But today's topic is black girls and dating. So we're going to be talking a lot about dating and our experiences or lack of thereof.
Come on. Because I'm really out here minding my business. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for it still. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, so we're just gonna talk about how hard it is to be dating, like, especially in your 20s. And then throwing in just you being a black woman on top of that.
Exactly.
And it's mad hard.
Oof, and so, trying to just how we're supposed to navigate or how we're supposed to actually explore that whole scene and what does it actually mean as well.
So, oof. I'm gonna start off. This is probably a personal question.
Yep.
But what kind of man would you see yourself dating?
Well, pulls out my list. I'm joking. It's not even that deep.
Pulls out a scroll.
That's like, it. Come on now, I'll be rolling.
Just rolling.
Rolling. Come on. Shout out to Limp Bizkit.
That's such a
throwback. But on a serious note, needs to be tall, obviously. But for me, tall is 5'11". Like, I'm not one of these people who's like, 6'4", 6'4". Don't worry about it. No pressure. It's okay. Mm. But if you're 5'8", I'm judging you still. Anyway, no, but seriously, tall.
Mm-hmm.
But then focused, probably, I think, quiet. Because I think I'm a talkative person, so I need that balance. And also somebody that is patient, persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Also, obviously, for me, I can only talk for myself, but has a relationship with God.
Mm.
And somebody who will actually add something to me and allow me to grow, and I can do the same for them. Because I feel like if I can't give those attributes, then obviously one of us is dying in some form of a way. Like, I don't want to shrink someone. I want somebody that I know that I can grow with, or somebody who's going to challenge me as well. And creative to an extent as well. I need somebody who's quite creative, because I consider myself to be creative. So I need somebody who has that kind of thinking as well. That's it for me.
That's really good. Ha, for me. Probably similar to Cindy, tall, but I haven't got like a height max. I've got a limit. Obviously, man's got a minimum that you have to
Okay.
It has to be, you have to be taller than me. I need someone to look up to, do you know what I mean? That's nice, because I want to be able to put myself into the mindset. If I can't look up to you physically,
oh, come on.
Can I look up to you in all the other ways?
Come on.
Probably not. So, like, imagine a short man. You just look at him. He'll just piss you off. He's already pissed you off because he hasn't paid, like, bills on time or something. And then you just look at his height. You'll just be pissed off again. So there's no point. Let's just cut out that hassle. Let's just be. And then someone who's funny, fun to be around, comfortable in themselves. Like, they're not insecure. Even though people can have periods of insecurity, that's that's calm. But if he knows how to pick himself up, that's good. And to be able to have, like, good coping mechanisms for when he's stressed
as well,
that'd be good. Because, some people need to be good with handling debt.
No, absolutely.
But it's very interesting because we've spoken a lot about personality traits, not so much looks. Do you think looks are really important when it comes to, like, dating someone, or is it all about a personality or a balance? What do you think?
I think, well, realistically, we'd all want a balance, and if we can get that, that's incredible and that's good. But for me, like, obviously having someone who is pleasant to look at that you're obviously attracted to is important, but would I be willing to compromise a bit of that for more of a personality? Absolutely. Because for me, it's got to do with can I actually vibe with someone? But I'm not going to sit here and lie and say like, oh my God, I'll just go for anybody, because that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's, you know, to a level we are superficial and shallow, but I'm not going to say that, you know, he has to be like chiseled by God himself and have like a six pack that's insane and everything. No, I'm not saying that, but
I'm it saying, helps.
It helps. No, absolutely. I want someone who's toned, but I can't ask for something if I've not put in that work myself. Like, I'm not going to ask for a six pack. Do I have a six pack? Absolutely not. Yeah. So I'm not going to ask for something I don't have or something I'm not willing to put work into myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, it is important. And obviously, I think we do have preferences, but those preferences don't blind me to the point where I'm like, if somebody else was in that picture, came into the picture that looked differently or had something, a personality trait, one that wasn't toxic, no, but one that was different to what I imagined, if that was like one out of the five, then absolutely that wouldn't be a problem for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I have a preference, but I'm not bound to it.
Like, okay. That's good.
If God opens that door, then yeah,
it's because she's mentioned preferences. So, like, with do you think it's right for people to only stick to their preference, or should people be open all the time? Like, because some people are just like, yeah, that's my preference, I'm gonna stick with it. I don't care if this guy's got a nice personality. He doesn't fit the way that, like, the perfect guy looks like. I'm not gonna be open to that. I'm just gonna shut that door. So do you think people should be open to different preferences? And when do preferences become a fetish?
That last question.
Oh, and I... Oh,
literally, because that last question.
When does a preference become a...
Oh, my God.
Don't even fetish. Get, so...
I find that weird, man.
So with the first question, like, should people have preferences?
I think having a preference is fine. We can't, like, because, like, all of us, like... To some degree, we have a preference of something. It might not be an external thing, but we might have a preference of, we always want a funny guy, or we always want someone who's caring, or we might always want someone who's...
I don't think that's a preference, though. When it comes to someone being funny, that's not a preference.
It's more of a character
trait. Yeah, that's a character trait. Preference is more like looks.
But what if it's almost so deeply... Because do you see how sometimes there's people who, they enter toxic sort of relationships... And there's always that constant thing that is always in every single person, more or less, that they've dated. Then that wouldn't almost become a preference, because they've sort of normalized that, and they that makes them feel like home. Do you think that they'll kind of...
That's because they prefer though. That. I think that's just what people attract.
So what they're just attracted to. So a constant attraction is what you would say that is, as opposed to a preference.
No, because you wouldn't know that that person has that toxic trait in them that made you attracted to them.
But what if you knew of that toxic trait, but then you still continued to then...
Then you need help. Be with them. You need to go and see therapy.
I hope so.
You need to go and see therapy, because you got a problem with toxicity. That's true. You need to deal with that. But...
Okay, so then you tell me, in your definition, what you think of preference is. So that then I'm also answering the question. I think
it's a looks thing, like...
Okay, just looks.
So, looks. Like, I know what my preference is. Yes. I know what would catch my eye first.
Yes.
To, like, someone that's just on road. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I have on road, I'm sorry. My preference. But should I be open to other people, or should, like, is it fair enough that I should just stick to my preference?
I think people have a right to have a preference, but the only issue that I have is, like, when you've said with the last question, when they create a fetish out of it, then that's a problem. Because I feel like you need to be open to a degree, because what if somebody's presented to you, they've got all the qualities that you need, but then you don't go with them because they don't fit a certain aesthetic, and looks fade with time, so...
But we live in for now, innit?
You live for now, but for me personally,
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I don't have a problem with it, but I'd say this. I personally would not do that.
Yeah.
And that's because, like, when I was younger, I can't sit here and lie. Like, when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, white boys. And I was like, oh my God, they're so pretty. Oh my gosh. Especially the ones that look tired and, like, sleep deprived. I was like, oh my God, they're so pretty. The ones
who sell their GCSEs. Oh. Those ones are sweet.
I was like, let me film with you. But then... that was like when I was a teenager and things like that. And then you just, for me, I've grown up and I focus more, like, looks are important, yes, but for me personally, I wouldn't, yeah.
So when does that preference become a fetish then?
I think...
Because would you say when you was younger and you liked all these white boys, was it a fetish? Ooh. What made it a preference?
Ooh. I think what made it a preference for me was because of the environment that I was hanging around with and the demographic of my friends as well.
Okay.
And also, it had a lot to do with, at my time, I used to, for example, like, I used to like a lot of, like, rock music and things like that. And at that time, there wasn't actually a lot of, like, black boys or, you know, other black girls like me that I wanted to be friends with that actually liked what I liked. So it also came down to the fact that the things I was interested in were capped because I couldn't, it's almost like I couldn't be black and like these things. Do you know what I mean? So I was also skewed to a degree. Do you know what I mean? I didn't feel like, oh my god, I want to have mixed race babies and that's it. No, that's, I just thought, oh my god, those. Because for me, I just, that was what was difficult because I was not, I was never black enough to have black friends, but then I was still black enough with the environment and the demographic of my friends at the time. So that's what made it difficult. And I think it's either, it's only, like, we thank God that, like, today, not to, like, get deep or anything, but today, like, black kids can actually
be themselves
and like what they want. Like, you can be a black girl or boy and actually like rock music. Like, at that time for me, that was looked down upon, and I was like, people were like, oh yeah, you're trying to be white, but what if I genuinely like that? And what if I genuinely grew up on that?
Yeah.
And I still liked all different kinds of music. It's just that at that time I liked that music more. Do you know what I mean? But, and I wasn't allowed to express myself in that way.
It's mad because on the flip side, you have me, and I do like white guys as well, and I always have, and I've deeped this since like primary school. I've always liked white boys, but I always grew up around ethnic boys,
so it's just what it,
so like I've always been around like where whites have been
the minority in a way.
Yeah. So that's, I went to secondary school, it was just blacks. That's why they call it Black Eve, but anyway, it's fine.
You are too much for me.
And then went to sixth form, just bare blacks, and I still was interested in white men through those periods. So it's just like, is it your environment that influences that, or is it, and was it a fetish for me now? Because now I'm deep in it. I'm like, why do I?
But I can't help, you can't help, to a degree, you can't help who you're attracted to, but it's your reasons behind liking them. Because if you like them just because, like, they're actually beautiful, then that's not a problem for me. But if now you're liking them and you're thinking, like, oh my God, I want to like them because the outcome will be that I have a mixed race child, I have this child that appears to be exotic or have the perfect, like, mixture of a feature of a white person or black one, a person, sorry, or whatever mixture it may be, then for me that's a problem. When you're sort of fetishizing characteristics as opposed to this is a, because you need to, the thing that I feel like in society as well today, which I feel like they are moving forward in a way, but we're also stepping back, is also just before understanding that before somebody is black or before somebody is white, they're human first. And then they're a girl, and then they happen to be that skin colour. But when you're looking at it like, it's a black boy, like, he's so cute, like, he's got braids and he looks like ASAP Rocky, that's so cute, and I just, like, yeah. Or oh my God, or it's a thing of, I want to have an experience into that culture. Well, the parts that I like of it anyway, and then tap out.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you want to zone into that. Because you can. Then that's a problem for me as well. But that's literally what I think. But
Auntie really hit the nail on the head. Like she said, it's the reasons behind why you like someone that makes it a fetish. Because, like you said, it's... If it's liking certain characteristics of that person rather than the person themselves, it does look weird because... I know in my experience and a lot of black women's experience, when you're on these dating apps now,
oh my God,
you have a lot of people of lack of colour. I don't know. I need the opposite of POC. White people. Yeah. People that...
And other ethnic minorities.
Yes. Yeah, no. People that are melanin deficient, they come with... So you ask them, like, they're like, oh, baby, sorry, go gorgeous with their misspellings, And then you're just like, oh, okay, so why do you like black women? Oh, because they're so curvy. Oh, because the booty's so big. Like,
is that, are those genuine answers that you have received?
Please, I'll block you. Please, just don't ask. Like, why did you? Because in my picture, you didn't see my bum. So how do you know that my bum's big? It's flat, sis. What if it's flat? What do you do then?
That's why I. What do you do then? That's like, if I went on the date, like, it would be so funny because I put the slim and slim thick. So I want to see what kind of answers they'll give up. Like, so, oh, I want to be slim. Well, I'm slim. So where do we go from
where,
here, bro?
Where do we go?
Like, where do I go?
What if I don't?
What?
Come on.
Do you know what I mean?
There's more to a black woman than her curves.
Mm.
And even if she wasn't curvy, what does that mean? That she's not a black woman? Come on. Let's
talk about it.
It's a bit mad.
But yeah. But also, like, yeah. Because when I was younger, I thought white guys were really cute. And then for me, like, I like Asian boys. I can't lie. But I've never been like, oh, if God doesn't give me, you know, a guy that isn't Asian, I'm not going to accept that. I don't care.
Mm.
I've grown up to learn that it doesn't matter too much.
Mm. That's it.
They could be green or pink or purple for all I care. Like, I don't really care for that.
Okay, so we're talking about black women and dating.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to go through the phases of dating, right?
Talk to me about it, because I need to learn a couple of things.
How do we meet someone that you would like to date? How do you meet a potential? Where do you think?
I feel like I'm a grandma, man. Like, for me, I just feel like me and online couldn't work because I like people. I like to talk to people in person, and I'm terrible with electronics anyway.
Yeah,
so yeah, no, I'm really, really bad. Like I've claimed that period. Like, I'm so bad at it. I prefer to meet people face to face. So yeah. It would have to be probably either at church or if I'm out. Like, I've started doing drawing. So if I'm like, you know, if I meet someone at a club or a hobby I'm doing in terms of that way, then that would be it for me. Or through a friend, because that's for me personally. And that's a good way to
meet.
Yeah,
that's a good way to meet people. But some people, because I've been experimenting with dating apps as well, and obviously if you're busy, because a lot of people are working, or they might not have time for a hobby, it's hard to meet people out there, especially if you can't meet someone at work or you're in a role that doesn't require you to interact with people like that.
Wow. That's true.
You're going to have to use dating apps. So, there's a lot of apps out there if anyone's thinking of doing it. I will definitely say everyone should try it at least once. If you don't like it, you can just delete your account and delete your apps. That's the best thing about apps. It's convenient to just delete it and act like nothing happened, which is also a negative thing as well. Because you can get burnt off these apps. But I do recommend people try it at least once in their lives, see how it goes. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But you can meet... a lot of people have great stories or testimonies of how they met their husband.
No,
or
it's
they
true.
Met this friend it's or true. Business partner through, like, all these different apps. So
no, it's true.
If you are wondering and you do want to be adventurous and check some apps out, I do recommend Hinge. Hinge is a great app.
Talk about, like, behind it. Like, what actually makes that a good app, would you say, as opposed to it being average or bad?
What makes Hinge a good app is the fact that you can like someone based off what they say on their profile as well, not just on how they look. So on the app, you can like their pictures. You can like the individual pictures that they've... posted, or you can like a quote because they may have answered the question, because you are required to answer 3 questions for your profile, and someone can like that specific question or comment that you've made and start a conversation through that. So obviously if you haven't matched, if you don't like each other, you can't speak, but it's a nice way to get started. I have tried Tinder. Tinder is,
I feel like it's just very sex-based.
It's very... All the apps are, so it doesn't matter. All the apps are very, like... It's the men on there, they're very trashy. But it's fine. Tinder is okay if you're looking for people in your local area, which I think it's quite good at doing compared to the other apps, because the other apps, you might be talking to someone and then you find out they're living in Scotland. So you're just like, that's not gonna work.
Sorry.
Sorry. It's like,
I just can't imagine.
It's like one of us is going to have to travel, and it's not me.
And so you'll be there with your arms folded in your house.
Yeah,
and
you can't be risking doing catfish for someone that's in Scotland. Do you know what I mean? So there's no point. So Tinder is good for locality. Do you know what
but
I mean?
But how local is local? Because I don't want to. Like, you don't want to like. Reject someone and then you go to your local Tesco's and you see them there. Oh,
do you know what? I think it's possible that may happen. It's possible that may happen. But
are you serious?
Me, I'm calm because I drive in it, so a man can't catch me on public transport. Whatever happens, if not, you just pretend like you've never seen each other before in it. That's what people do. So why not? It's fine. That ain't no problem.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. So. Yeah, Tinder's good for locality. If you want to find someone that's local, that's fine. Just make sure you're not giving... Don't say where you're actually from, because I don't do that.
Jamaica.
We'll talk about safety later.
Oh, yeah, please.
Because
some people might be too honest.
Hilly is good in terms of... So, H-I-L-Y. This was promoted by Ohlone. It's quite a good app in terms of... just seeing who likes you, because all the other apps, if you want to see if someone likes you, you have to be now paying money. I ain't got time for that. So Hilly's really good at allowing you to see who likes you, and then you can go from there. And you also have the swipe feature as well, like the other apps.
Oh wow.
OkCupid is really good because it shows you... I sound like an app whore, but I actually love apps. I'm not even gonna lie to you. OkCupid is a good app because it allows you to match based on questions. So the app will ask you a lot of questions, like where's the most romantic place to go on a first date, or do you prefer trousers or skirts or stuff like that.
These serious questions.
Yeah, it asks you serious questions, like what do you think about Boris Johnson being PM, and it gives you options.
Oh, that's a very good question to put on there. Because some people's so political.
So it gives you those options, and you can select your answer, and then you can choose the answer of your ideal partner. So if you'd want someone to say, no, I don't like Boris Johnson as Prime Minister, you can tick that option. And then as you're swiping, you can look at who answered what questions and where you matched, and it shows you the similarity in terms of questions. So you can match with someone, or you can like someone that's got like 90% with you.
Oh wow.
Or 55% and all of that stuff. So that's it's really good for that. The only downside is like obviously people can't see their likes, so you have to message someone. And hopefully, eventually, when they swipe to you, they'll see that message. So you'll see that you're actually interested in someone.
And how would you navigate if they didn't?
You wouldn't even know anyway, so it don't matter.
Oh, my. Oh, okay, mad.
So with these apps, you wouldn't know if someone doesn't like you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It's just if you never get a reply, you'll forget anyway, because you've swiped through so many men, you've forgotten that you've messaged that one.
I'm
if so you remember.
Dead.
Because people don't log into apps that often. What other apps? So I've said Hinge, Tinder, OkCupid,
Hilly,
Bumble.
I've heard a lot about this, so explain what it is, what you do.
Bumble does based on location as well.
Okay.
The only thing is, if you match with someone, the woman has to speak first, and the guy has only got 24 hours to respond.
Okay.
So it's like, if I want to meet the love of my life, I can't give him 24 hours to respond.
No, because it's true.
Some people live like really busy lives. So, like, that's the only downside. And yeah, I feel like with all these apps, the girl has to really message the guy first, because guys are really trash at replying. Unless they really like you, they'll message you first. But usually, guys get lazy because of these apps and they just want the girls to chase. So
You said something interesting about you sort of talking about the love of your life. Do you really feel like this, like, apps really are like the gatekeeper to you finding the love of your life per se? Would you say that your intentions before going on these apps are important, or like important in terms of your expectations or the outcomes that you have in your head?
That's a good question. Now she got me deep in my life. But
we'll be open. Come on.
Super Soul Sundays. But it's now she got me stuttering now. my intention with these apps wasn't to sorry, we're just having technical difficulties, so if I sound weird it's because I'm looking at the screen and Cindy's computer is slow, so it's not syncing. So if I don't see the arrow moving, I get scared and think it's frozen and it's not recording, but it is recording, so it's fine. Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So my intention for the dating apps wasn't to meet the love of my life per se, because I don't know if I believe that the love of my life is on these apps.
But then some people do. So does that...
Some people genuinely
do. And wow, that's crazy, man.
Listen, shout out to you, because God really loves you.
No, it's true. You can meet
the love of your life on the app. Because there's a lot of frogs and cockroaches on the apps.
Like,
there's a lot of them. So, yeah, I think with dating apps, I've learned so much about myself. And I've learned about... what I like and dislike and how to handle certain situations. And yeah, I've learned so much through dating apps, so I definitely recommend using them. Because I was really someone that's gonna, like, when I was younger, before this year, because I only started using dating apps this year, I was I'm like, the first guy that I start dating is gonna be my husband. Like,
no, absolutely, yeah.
But then you're like, how am I gonna meet this guy? How would I even know what I like or dislike about this guy? How would I know what a toxic characteristic of a man is? What is a red flag? I wouldn't have known that if I was not dating.
True. No, it's true.
And the thing is, dating is not a serious thing. It's just a chance for you to get to know people and to get to know yourself. Mm. So don't go into it thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to meet the one. I'm going to meet this, like, my soulmate. It's just a chance for you to work out if you like someone and if you like to see where it would go. Mm. Or if you just want to get free food, go for it. Why not? Because there's men out there who actually want to treat women and just take them out to have a good time, do you know what I mean? So just make sure that your intentions are clear when you're using dating apps, because these guys sure as hell make it clear when they're on the dating apps. Because if I tell you the amount of dick pics that I've received, I know what they want and I ain't giving it to them. So, like,
that's mad.
Just make sure you make your intentions clear to the guy as well, because that helps you filter down the trash from the quote-unquote treasure. I definitely recommend it. Definitely.
How do you know that you're in a healthy mindset for you to go on a dating app? Mm-hmm. Or is it one of those things that you just have to dive into and then you will find out through these interactions, be it through you getting a friendship out of it, through you getting a date out of it, successful or non?
That is successful. A fantastic question. I think to be on these dating apps, you definitely have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, sometimes you'll meet someone that will take advantage of you.
Wow.
Mad. I did. I met someone that took advantage of me, and it took me a while to bounce back.
Wow.
Yeah, it took me a while to bounce back, but if I didn't have the self-love or people I could talk to about it around me to remind me of who I am, I think I would have been, like, really down for a long time. And it definitely has affected my outlook on men and dating. Now I'm just, like, even more cautious, even though I don't really...
Negative or both?
Negatively.
Wow. And has that skewed you, would you say, because of your... Would you say that this sense of a feeling... Not to say that obviously you can speak for all women, but would you say that the majority of women could possibly feel the same way? Those who have used dating apps would probably feel the same way, that it's skewed them in a negative kind of a way. Definitely. Or do you think it's because you're a black woman that it's been skewed for you per se?
That's a good question. I think it's both. Like, it skewed me because... Yeah, I'm a black woman, so I'm going to find it harder to date anyway.
Of course.
But I feel like a lot of women have gone through these experiences as well. But women don't talk about it for some reason. Because when it comes to like talking about stuff like dating or sex or intimacy or relationships, women tend to shut down because we're like, we should be the strong single woman, we should be content in our singleness, blah 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 blah. Or you don't want to come across as desperate, like you want to be, because everyone wants to be loved, everyone wants to be desired. And if you do feel like that in whilst you're dating, that's a good thing. But sometimes if you do meet a man that does take advantage of that,
that's crazy.
It will skew your outlook. So you need to be able to make sure that you're around people that you know you can talk about the nitty gritty stuff. Like if you don't have any close friends that you can talk about like sex, relationships, dating with, I don't think you should be on dating apps.
Mad.
Because those things are going to come up.
So you need accountability.
You need accountability 100%. And for safety as well. Because if you are going on a date,
damn,
you don't know who you're meeting.
This is true.
Some guys, listen, this is what I did that was stupid, yeah? I don't know, for some reason, because I was going on these dates, and then I'll be watching videos on YouTube about 9 famous Tinder murder stories, and you're just like, Santa, why are you watching this?
I'm gonna scream.
And then I watched it, and then a guy I went on a date with made a joke about murdering me. I said, oh my gosh, I gotta get out of this one real quick. I was like, I will not be on BBC News yet saying that they can't. God forbid. So for safety, you need to be able to tell at least one friend where you are, where you're going, who you're meeting. Make sure you send a picture to your friend.
Yes. So that
they can locate him if they can't locate you. God forbid. So definitely for safety, be able to have accountability and to be able to, because for me, this is all new as well. So you need to be able to process all of that by yourself and with friends who's probably gone through it or people that haven't. It just, as long as you have someone to trust that you can talk to, do it and talk immediately. Don't hold it in. Because I realized holding it in was making me feel like depressed. I was like,
wow, shit,
I need to talk to someone about how I feel. So
do you think that there is a sense of, sorry to cut you, but right, it just kind of popped in my head, do you think that there is a sense, especially like, not to get faith into it too much, but especially as a Christian, do you think that there is shame around online dating?
Yes. There is so much shame and stigmatization. Hey, listen,
it's
guys,
okay, it's
I'm
okay.
Not,
we know what you mean.
I'm a science graduate. All these English words, please forgive me. But there's a lot of stigma. Let me just say that. Let me not do digitization. There's a lot of stigma and shame around online dating, but it's rare or like very few people meet their partner in real life situations.
It's true.
Because we live in a society that's so like
fast paced,
private.
Yeah, very private.
Like you're not gonna get someone chirping you on road like we used to back in the days. Cause now everyone's got their AirPods in, everyone's trying to do like mind my business when you're doing your stuff. It's hard to meet someone in real life. So dating apps or online dating is a good way to go about it. Like, there shouldn't be shame about it. Try it out. Like, that's a way to meet people who actually want to date. The crush that you've been staring at for 2.5 years, if you're not speaking to him, nothing's going to happen. So you have to do something about it if you want something.
Would you, and just as like a side question as well that is connected to it, would you ever try a Christian dating?
Oh yeah, I have actually.
Oh my god, how did it go? I'm so intrigued because
I have tried a Christian dating app. That's an app that I forgot to mention. I tried so.
How was it? Because I feel like it can be just
as bad. I feel like it's even harder because, especially a black woman, put myself out on a Christian dating app. I felt like, oh yeah, and I've tried another Christian connections as well. It's hard because I found myself not getting likes on those apps.
Wow.
So I don't know what it was. Because obviously I don't have like sexy pictures. I like put pictures, selfies on my dating profile. So
yeah, as you should though.
Yeah, I don't have pictures of me like bending over, showing my butt and all that stuff.
Now, if you do, which is not a wrong thing.
Like if you do that, that's you, innit? Yeah. But that's not me. But I didn't get any likes
so weird.
On Christian.
Did you get
apps.
Anyone that like sort of talk to you at least?
No.
That's so weird.
I did, or like
that is
I
so
would,
strange.
On occasion, on the rare occasion, I would match with someone, I would speak to them, but I would never get a response.
Do you think it's because they have that? Because I know sometimes like, and I'm, this is not obviously to say like that our faith as well as like views the world like this, because we don't at all, but obviously there are some Christians that come with that sort of a very religious mindset in terms of you need to have this
yeah.
this.
That's probably what it is. And because there was a lot of white men on the app as well, maybe they don't see a black woman having faith as as part of their ideal.
That's,
you know,
mad.
What I mean? So yeah, I deleted the Christian apps like quick time, multiple times, because I was just like, I'm not finding anyone here. So I think with,
that is so crazy.
I think with Christian dating, that's probably something you're gonna have to do face to face. So go to like Christian events. That's probably how you
meet
your Christian babe. Because obviously, Christian guys are probably too busy serving the Lord to look on apps for their babes. So yeah, or listening to the Lord or whatever. Well, I don't know, but Christian dating apps. But some people have met their husband on like the Christian website.
No,
like,
it's
Christian
true. It's very true.
Connections, but the apps don't work. So
Mad.
Definitely go to events for that one to meet Christian guys.
That's actually
yeah.
insane. I'm so shocked by that.
Yeah,
that is so insane.
It's crazy.
I find that so crazy.
So hearing what I've said about dating apps, would you ever try it?
No.
Have you? Would you think about it?
No.
I can't lie to you.
She said no.
It's the kind of person I am. It's not like,
I just, it's, I don't know. It's not that I judge people going it. I think if it works for you and you want to do it, go for it. But it's just the kind of person that I personally am. It just wouldn't work for me.
Okay.
Because the way that I am, I prefer, I don't know, I just have this thing about, I love to meet people in person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think for me, I just wouldn't, it wouldn't have the same feeling for me.
Okay, so she's not that, like, I know loads of girls
yeah,
that think
that's
like
just
that
me.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to think like that as well. I was like, dating apps? Oh, never.
But I don't know. It's but funny. Life is funny. Life has a
life
funny way.
Because
I could be, I could be talking here again next year and I'll be like, guys, I went on a date.
Yeah.
I think,
I don't know.
Oh, that's another good
I can
point.
Only speak for me right
I
now.
I am so happy that I did not date when I was younger.
Praise God.
And I think this is, this is my opinion. Don't judge me. You can judge me. I don't care. I'm putting it out there. But don't, like, fire me
or
on this.
Demonize her for it, for her point.
I'm just saying, I think it's so much better if you date when you are older.
Yeah.
Because there's so much things I know now, or I've heard from other friends, speaking to them, Justin, and their experiences. This is something I would not have been able to handle when I was younger.
Absolutely.
Because I did not have the wisdom for it. And I still don't, but I know how to handle myself now.
And it also
better.
Costs money. Let's not
yeah.
sit there and lie.
And
I feel like dating costs a lot
dating's
of money.
Dating's not cheap.
It's not like it's, oh.
Listen, to leave your house, to go and meet someone that you don't know, requires a lot of faith and money. So for me, I always had a backup plan. If someone doesn't show up, I'm very comfortable being by myself. I will find something to do.
It's too easy.
I'm very comfortable being myself.
It's
I don't even mind. So I will carry a book. Me, if you don't turn up, I'll go to a coffee shop and just chill. Because at least you got me out of my house. So I don't think, I didn't know myself as well when I was younger compared to now. And I'm excited for when I'm like 30 plus, how much more I would know myself and how much more I would take.
Mm.
So dating is so much better if you are older. So Cindy's only a year younger than me, but I would fully suggest she does it next year. Do you know what I mean? Just focus on yourself, do what you gotta do. Then when you're old, like when you're older and you know yourself a bit more, start dating. Do you know what I mean? Don't rush into it. like, yeah, life, a lot of people feel so much pressure.
Some like, people say life is short, but we still have time to do the things that you want to do. There is no rush. So just take your time. Do you know what I mean? Be a baby girl for a long time. Focus on what you want to build, because
word,
when it goes wrong, you don't feel like you've lost anything.
That's one thing that literally went into my head, and you literally just, I had a question around that, but you literally hit the nail on the head.
Because you've got so much to focus on. Dating this guy, it doesn't matter if it goes wrong or it goes right, because either way, you don't lose. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
If he wants to continue to see you, it's a W. If he doesn't, and you didn't drop your friends or your life to see this guy, it's still a W.
And it was an honour anyway for him to even experience
To be in your presence. So, and you've learned something about yourself. Whether it's a good thing or a negative thing, you've still learned something.
Word.
So we can only take W's out here. No losses. Do you know what I mean? No L's. Just wins.
That's it.
So it doesn't matter. Like, regardless, you got a free meal. Or if you didn't, you paid for half a meal. Or you paid, it doesn't matter. You got food. And then you found a new spot to, like, hang out with your friends.
It's true. Or
bring another guy to. Do you know what I mean? Ooh, so it doesn't matter. You haven't lost anything.
You're living your best life.
I've learned so much, and I can't wait to see how much more I'm gonna learn. But for now, I've banned men, so it's not a problem.
She said I've banned men. I'm so dead.
So we've done meeting guys. So we're talking now, because I feel like millennials have complicated dating so much.
Yeah. No.
How long? What is the talking stage to you? And how long do you think the talking stage should be before you get serious and officially become boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't know. I feel like it's a personal thing between you both. I think that I wouldn't necessarily put a cap, and I think that's what our generation has done. That is issue. Come on. Literally. They've literally put a cap on, we must talk for this amount of time. Mm. And now, because we've exceeded this point and we're still talking, where are we going? Marry me right now, or I'm killing myself.
Or I'm dying. Come on.
I'm like, relax. It's okay. So I think it's personal to the relationship and the two parties that are in it. But for me, I know this might seem long, but for me, I would keep it to almost, I would want it to be like a year.
Before boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, because the reason being, because the thing for me, I really cherish friendships. Like, I love friendship, and I want to know that person is my best, like, my best friend. Because I don't want to date a boyfriend that we become official, and then we don't have anything in common. Or we thought we had things in common because we assumed, as opposed to actually us knowing.
Mm.
So, that's for me. Like, I want it to be a long time, because for me, I believe for myself, friendship first and then dating, because I want to be with, like, not to say Maya, you're absolutely great, you're fantastic, but
shout out.
I have to, like, I need to have that friendship. But if that happens before then and I get a good friendship, then cool,
yeah,
I'm cool with that. But it needs to be a long time, because I need to know this person, because I'm not here as well to have my time wasted. Because at least if I've spoken to someone for a long time and I realise that, okay, I can't see myself dating this person, then I've gained a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we move.
I think for me, I'm not going to say as long as a year, because I think that's a very long time.
I know your face really has that. She said,
and I,
to you.
To you. But for me, talking stage, I don't think you can put a limit on it, but I would say at least a minimum a month, and it has to be consistent talking. Like, we have to have been, like, at least talking consistently for a month. I'm not someone that really messages or texts people every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we need to have spoken at least once or... Okay.
How many times per week, then? Because obviously...
3 or 4 times in the week. That's about 3 or 4 days.
That's a lot, though, still. Because I'm thinking, the only reason I say that is because I'm thinking, when we come back from work, we're tired. The thing that I do, I get my clothes out ready for the next day, I meal prep, have my shower, put my headscarf on, and I'm out.
Have to meal prep on the Sunday.
I'm out like a light. Oh.
Meal prep on the Sunday, and then...
What, for the whole week?
Yeah, have your containers ready. That's what I used to do.
Wow.
Who's got? So I just take out the container ready for that day. But anyway, we're going off topic. That's it. That's it. Stock up. I have like 5 containers.
No, that's 4 or 5. Good. Yeah, no, that's good.
But yeah, 3 or 4 times a week, 2, 3, 4, to talk, and then if we're happy with where it's going, maybe we'll do boyfriend and girlfriend. But I will still keep it under the wraps. I still won't share you to my friends.
Period.
Until probably 3 or 4 months.
So, wow, that is soon. Really?
That's to meet friends. That's not even family.
No, but friends.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But to just get to that point is very difficult. So let's not.
That's get what excited. I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Because I see friends to me like my family.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm at the point. Like so we're both speaking from the fact that we're both at the point in our lives where we already know who our core friendships
are. Yeah, exactly. So
that's why
3 or 4 months for you to even reach there, it's hard work. You have to graft, son.
Graft.
You have to graft. It's not easy. It's hard work. So for you to reach, it's celebration when we link up with my friends.
It's moment for life.
That's it. It's a celebration every time we link up.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that line, but it came out like that. So yeah, I'm a natural rapper at heart, guys.
That's it.
So yeah, that's how long I would do a talking stage.
Now see the way you've worded that, I get it now.
Yeah,
that takes a lot. It's true.
Because for me, like, I would want to be engaged after 2 years.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So talking to someone for a year to be officially boyfriend and girlfriend after a year doesn't make sense to me.
But you could have long friendship, short engagement. Because how many times have we seen somebody has now chatted with so-and-so for a year?
In this economy?
And then next time, phew, the ring is there.
Yeah.
But again, that's why I say, like, it's a very personal thing. It's a personal thing to you. But I think that's why. Because something that I could think is long, it could be quick.
It depends on the relationship as well. So you never know.
That's it.
If it goes well, like, why not? Do you know what I mean?
We're all saying this hypothetically because we don't know. I could be saying a year and then watch. And within that year, I could even date someone and marry. I've seen that with too many people.
It happens.
Or it could take 3, 4 years. It depends on the vibes.
Do you know what I mean?
Could you ever be engaged for 10 years and then marry? That's mad.
Could never be me.
But then
never.
But then I always think, what if they're like saving for the wedding? Is what I'm thinking of.
Do you know that?
Because it's the financial that cuts a lot of people from marrying.
That makes sense if we were dating from like when we were 15. But if we're now 25 and you're waiting 10 years to get married, that don't make sense. Because now I'm 35 and I have no ring and house. What are we doing? So don't waste my time, please. If it's okay if you're dating from like 15, you've been together for like 10 years, you're 25, you're like working out monies. You don't have monies for like half of the relationship. So it makes sense.
Mad.
Don't waste my time at 25. Yes.
That's actually
black women though. I feel like we haven't really hit on the black womanness.
Yes. Of dating. Come on. So talk about it. Tell me.
We touched it a little bit, but not too much.
We've massaged
it,
but we haven't attacked it.
She said massaged it, but we haven't slapped. That's what it is. It's black women dating. I'm sorry, ladies, if you're black and you're hearing this, it's hard out here. It's hard out here. It's hard out here for a pimp because we're very beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. Talk about it.
And men just see you for your curves, which is really irritating. And then if you add colorism into it.
And that is very true.
Obviously, the closer to white you are, the easier dating is for you. Not to say my light-skinned sisters, you don't have it hard. It's hard out here. Not equally, but it's hard out here for all of us. But sometimes it's easier for a light-skinned girl compared to a dark-skinned girl.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Because now you've got, for a dark-skinned girl, you've got all the stereotypes of you being very sexual. You start calling you Nubian queen, melanin,
that
chocolate.
Makes me wanna vomit.
They start calling you Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, like.
Sorry,
start calling you Rihanna, like, please, there's other black women out here who are beautiful, but because those are the only ones they know of, it's a bit mad.
That's actually insane.
And then when you're talking about relationships now, you have to start thinking about the racism that could be potentially in that family.
Yeah.
It's hard out here for black girls because I've seen so many things of like, you now have to be asking that person, regardless of race, you have to ask that man, are you interested in black women? And no other race gets that. You'll be asking black men, do you like black women? White men, do you like black women? Asian men, do you like black women? No other race, coloured woman, has to go through that, apart from a black woman.
That's crazy. So do you actually have to ask that? Is that one of the first questions that when you're dating you have to ask? Yes. Would you say it's a fundamental question?
It filters out the trash, I will tell you.
And
that
do they actually yes, respond they bluntly, or they respond, or do some bluntly of them dance no,
they
around it?
They respond bluntly. Oh. Like,
that's good though, because it's a good question to ask,
because yeah, if you know he's like, this is something that happened to me, I would always ask on the app, why do you like black women?
And was that a question that, as in, you would send out personally, or would you put it?
I wouldn't put it on my profile, obviously. Yeah. I'll ask them when I was talking to them. And then when I went on one date, this guy just started talking about,
oh god, I feel like,
I don't know why, people just feel like they can just be open, just start talking, and I would not ask you questions. So when I saw him, I asked him like, why do you like black women? How would your family feel if you brought me home?
Yeah, and that's a very serious question.
Uncle started he's not an actual uncle, I'm just saying that. I don't date guys. I would not go on a date with anyone that's older than 30. Because I'm 24, so that's weird. Even 30 is pushing
that's
it.
Mad. 30 is pushing that's
it.
Mad. That's
I'll go to like 27, work. 28 max. But I was asking him, and then he just started waffling, because this is a very good trick here. Listen to me, guys. Listen very carefully. If you want someone to tell you the truth, ask them a question and just sit there silently watching them, because they feel like they have to fill the gap. Okay? So it's a trick to use whenever you want to find out if someone's lying or you just want them to spill the beans. Just ask a question. Just sit there silently and just watch them. That's They'll answer the mad. Question. So I asked him, oh, how would your family feel if you brought me home? Oh, and I just sat there watching him. He just started talking about how, you know, his granddad was racist, but he's not racist. That's okay. That's everything I need to know. Thank you, sir. But it's always good to ask, because you never know. The person themselves may not be racist, but family members might be. And if it does eventually become a long-term relationship, that's something you need to be careful of. You need to wave that red flag. Oh, wave Lord. It. Like, yeah, at carnival, just wave it. Because it's something mad. That we have to consider. Just because we see all these interracial relationships on YouTube, does not mean... Especially if a black woman has said, oh, I don't know, it's the looks. Shut up. You've seen them and it hurts you. Don't lie. It's okay. Like, black women, we need to talk about stuff like this, because it's not easy being a black woman and dating. Men will try to take advantage of that.
And know that you have the right as well to answer, but to ask those kind of questions, because sometimes we feel like we have to fit in a margin,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or take ideal boxes and, you know, give out demand characteristics of how we think that somebody else should receive us. And that's not... We don't have to do that. Especially so that you guys are on a clear page.
Mm.
It even creates clarity and better communication. And especially, I think, if you're in an interracial relationship, you're also going to have to know that there are going to be uncomfortable questions that you will have to ask. Because when you date this person, you're as good as dating their family.
Yes.
Because whether or not, you know, you're in it for the long run or not, you're still going to be, well, you'll probably be going over that person's house. They'll be coming over to your house.
Yes.
So that is, and that's going to become a thing. Like, it's, it is what it is. You have to be, on both sides, you're going to have to have some uncomfortable discussions.
Awesome. So that brings me on to something that I was thinking about. So when you're dating someone, what questions do you think you should be asking?
Ooh.
That's really important. So
obviously
we've got, why do you like black women? How would your family feel if they brought me home? If he's even if he's black, he can
still, no, you need to, you I feel like you ask need that to question that.
Because some men don't even want to date outside their culture. Do you know what I mean?
It's very some true.
African countries don't.
It's true. It's true.
So you it's never true. Know. Find that out. Ask when was your last relationship? What happened?
Think you got, have you got the right? What? How many dates would you say in? Would you ask that?
No, you can ask on the first.
Mad.
Or even
on.
Before you go on the first date.
Wait.
Ask before you go on that first date. Why are you single? What happened in the relationship? And then maybe you can talk about that on the first date. So probably before the first date and first date. Ask what happened in the relationship. Because then you can start to pick out what happened. And then ask, are you over it? Are you ready to date? Because some guys will use you as a rebound just to sleep around. And some guys are really upfront about that. They're just like, oh, I've been in a long-term relationship. Just want to have a fling or something like that.
That's mad.
And the thing is, this is how I learned guys are trash. Because they will say that they just want someone to sleep with or have a fling. Because one girl broke his heart 2 years ago and he's still not over it.
2 years ago?
I said,
365.25 times two. Oh, Lord.
Do quick maths. What's Lord, how many days? Lord, how many hours?
Let me even get my
just calculate out. Because...
That's actually insane.
Some guys don't get over
I don't
stuff like that.
I don't quick. Understand. So I'm confused.
So if you want to start dating, start preparing questions that you would like to know. Especially questions that highlights red flags. Outside from South Africa. Red what? Red flags. F-L-A-G-S. Red flags. You gotta see them, sis. See what is your limit. Because you're not his mom. You're not trying to fight him. I mean, raise him. You don't want to raise another son in your life. That's not... You ain't Nicki Minaj. All these people... All these people ain't your sons. Please. Sis, do it for your health.
Yeah, especially after 730 days. Yeah. Not of them. So not being over their last partner.
No, exactly. You're not raising a son, bruv. You're not raising a son. So...
I just cannot believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Just make sure that you are safe. When
please.
You are dating,
oh, we can't come and die.
Let
now.
Your friends know that you are dating as well, so you have someone to just talk about. You don't want to keep it to yourself. You can wear whatever you want as long as you feel confident and just be you.
Have you ever had somebody actually talk about what you're wearing? On a date, in terms of, or had like a response to what you're wearing in a negative way or positive
not negative,
way.
No.
No, so. The reason that I ask because sometimes people feel pressured as well when they're on these dating things to be like really, 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 you know, either go really, really over the top or
yeah.
under the top. So would you just say it's about wearing what you want to wear?
Yeah, being comfortable. Just do you. Like,
that's it,
you're on the date to figure out if you like him.
Yeah, and you have to present yourself as how you would.
Normally.
Because if you just one way feel,
yeah,
not to say that we're not diverse beings, of course we are, but you don't want to create a, you know, a false narrative of who you are on this date, and then let's say they want to take that seriously,
yeah,
and then it's not, so you know,
that's it,
it's not you, then who?
That's it,
they'll be thinking that the actual you is a lie. So
to summarize, what have you learned, take away from dating?
Ask thorough questions, don't be afraid to do so. Also be wise, have a level of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, it's okay. It's okay to go on dating apps.
That's it. So
remove that negative stigma.
To all my
it.
Girls and my boys out there, my ladies and gentlemen, if you want a date, go for it. Good luck. I've mentioned some apps to try. If you go there, tell them I sent you so they can sponsor me.
Start at 10% off.
Listen, I'll come with discount code at some point next year. Don't worry, guys. I'll be an influencer.
Especially
soon.
With the new swipe up feature on Instagram.
Listen.
Sweet. Absolutely sweet.
But like, guys, swipe up 10% off. Anyway, but yeah, next time we'll see you. I hope you enjoy that episode.
See ya.
See ya. Peace.